We declare to God, Lord, that Lord, you go before us as a body. As believers, we come in unity tonight to God, Lord, to declare to God, Lord, that you go before us, God. Lord, that we don't run before you, God, Lord, that we don't try to get in front, but God, Lord, we let you lead the way. Lord, whatever weapons we're holding, we lay them down, God. And we declare tonight to God, Lord, that you make a way. Any battle that we've been fighting, any battle we've been trying to break through on our own, tonight we lay it down, God. And we say, Father God, go before us, God. Go before me, God. Whatever the battle is that's in your heart, ask the Lord right now. Go before me, God. Come on, declare it. Say, go before me, God. Whatever thing you can't fight, whatever you can't give up, whatever you can't do on your own, I want you to declare, go before me, God. If it's depression, come on. If it's thoughts in your minds, say, God, go before me this year. I can't do it on my own, God. I need you to go before me. I need you to make a way. I need you to make a way. I need you to make a way. He's the way maker. He's the way, he's the truth and the life. We'll make a way where there's no way, God. Come on, we worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We worship your name, hallelujah. Oh, the King is alive, hallelujah. Oh, worship your name, Lord. I'm going to worship you, Lord, hallelujah. I'm going to lift up your name, Lord, hallelujah. Oh, yes, Lord, hallelujah, Lord. Oh, my Lord, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, go before me, God. Oh, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Go before me, God. Go before me, God. Heavenly Father, oh, I thank you, God. I pray tonight, that God, Lord, that your word right here, right now, comes alive. Hallelujah. I pray that it comes alive within us, God. I pray to God, Lord, that inside us, to God, Lord, that your spirit says amen, hallelujah, and says yes, God. I pray to God, Lord, that's greater than our doubts, it's greater than our fears, that your word is greater than that, hallelujah. Whatever we're going through, God, your word is greater than that. Lord, we receive your word tonight. Do you receive it tonight? Hallelujah. Like my wife says, I know you've come to come in contact with God, but he's come in contact with you tonight. He's come to make relationship with you tonight. He's come to let you know how big he is, how great he is, how much he loves you. Hallelujah. How much he desires you. Hallelujah. To walk in and run with him. Hallelujah. Because this is the year that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it in Jesus' name. Thank you, praise team. Hallelujah. You may be seated. Hallelujah. Tell your neighbor, this is the year of the Lord. This is the year. Hallelujah. Woo, hallelujah. For that matter, it's the day, it's the moment, it's the hour. Every time I take breath, this is the day. This is the year the Lord has made. Oh, my Lord. Oh, my Jesus, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, yeah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. 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 I said this is the inspired word of God. You believe that tonight? Come on, do you believe that tonight? Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Look at our kids over there. God bless them. Be with them, God, Lord. Hallelujah. Let them grow up, God. Empower them. Strengthen them in Jesus' name. Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, glory, glory. Come on. Glory, glory. I can't get enough of God. I can't get enough. I just love him. You know what it is, man? Hallelujah. The more I think about his love for me, something happens, man. Something takes hold of me. Come on, hallelujah. When you just believe it and take hold of it, hallelujah. It's transforming, hallelujah. Sets me apart, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. I want you to hear that. That's someone that I heard someone say that. How do you keep the fire going within you? I'm here to tell you, It ain't about me keeping a fire going. It's God keeping the fire going within me. Hallelujah. I need Him to keep the fire going. Hallelujah. And the more I seek Him, hallelujah, the more I know Him, hallelujah. The more I know of His love, hallelujah. I'm here to tell a story that, yes, God's relentless. God desires you. God wants to run with you. I want to welcome you tonight, hallelujah, that you receive what God has for you tonight. There's an inheritance and abundance, I pray tonight, that your eyes be opened, hallelujah, to what God has in store, hallelujah. We have not tapped in. We have not taken hold of all that God has in store. All the promises that He lays before me, hallelujah. That His battered body took for me on the cross. All that He went through, hallelujah. Everything that, all the pain, hallelujah. They said that His body was marred beyond image before, and greater than any man. You watch the movie, hallelujah, Jesus, or the Passion. It doesn't do it justice. Some people say, I can't watch it. I want you to know, you have to watch it. Because you don't know the price that was paid. The price that was paid, unless you see that. Unless you can look at it and say, that's what you did for me. So that I can have an inheritance. So that I can have your promise for today. That I can walk in victory right now. That I can step into this new year, hallelujah, knowing that God's with me, hallelujah, that God's my guide, God's my director, hallelujah, that God wants to run with me, God wants me to show Him, show the goodness, show me His goodness, show me His mercy, show me His greatness, hallelujah. He wants to flex His arms, hallelujah. The Lord says that He wants to show us His right arm, hallelujah. That's all He needs to show you is just one arm. He just needs to show us one arm. Just one arm. That's who He is. Thank you, praise team. Oh, listen, I was sitting right there. This word came to me in the new year. When one year is ending and a new year begins, all things are new. Say, all things are new. Oh, hallelujah. And I want you to hear this tonight. I pray that you open your spirits, that we decide tonight, that we say with our hearts, what I decide that I'm taking in. And that which I'm leaving behind. I decide that. I want you to hear this and I want you to know that. And whatever I decide, decides what I possess on the other side. When I go forward in the next day, into the new year. I feel that in my spirit. And the Bible says this. It says, in the year of King Uzziah died, and when he died, I want you to know when one thing dies, that a new thing begins. Hallelujah. Whatever dies, come on, amen. I want you to know with God all things, hallelujah, are new. Whatever that thing is, come on. There's some things that God, I don't want to carry in with me. But sometimes I don't have the power, God. I need your strength to God, Lord, hallelujah, to help me to lay aside some things. Come on, amen. I want you to pray that. I want that to be your prayer. Whatever you're battling every day that we go before God. We cry out to Him, Father God, I pray I need your strength, God, Lord, that I don't pick that up, that I don't take it with me, God. I don't want to carry it again for another year. I don't want to carry it again for another year. I think this is prophetic. I think it's a declaration. I believe it's a release to every one of us that we don't have to carry what we've been carrying anymore. Hallelujah. And I'm here for the rest of the year. Come on, amen. I'm here to declare with you. I'm here to preach you through it. I'm here to run with you. I'm here to lift up your hands. I'm here to see you through this thing. I'm here to have victory, to declare God. And you'll look back and say, God, hallelujah, you're a mighty God. Hallelujah. We'll declare it in Jesus' name. Come on, amen. Receive it in Jesus' name. Woo! I take hold of it. I want you to know that we need to declare things. We need to speak things. And this is powerful because I want you to get a hold of this. And it says, in the year of King Uzziah, I saw the Lord. I want you to know that either you see the Lord or you see your problems. I'm going to decide to see the Lord. Tell someone I'm going to see the Lord. I'm going to see the Lord. And I'm not just going to see the Lord, but I'm going to see the Lord high. And lift it up. What does that mean? That He's going to be bigger. I'm not going to let a day go by with it. My problems are bigger in my mind than my God. Oh, help me tonight. Come on, amen. I'm not going to let my problems, my circumstance, my situation be greater than the God that I serve. I'm going to see the Lord high and lifted up. I want you to know that I choose that. He is no matter what. Whether I agree with it or not, He is. He is the great I am. Right, Lindsay? Thank you. Are you okay? This isn't my message, but it is now. Listen to this. And he says, I don't even know where we're going, but we're going to keep reading. And he says, and also the Lord sitting. I saw the Lord sitting upon the throne, and he was high. He was sitting on the throne. I'm choosing not to sit upon the throne. We say, no, I don't sit upon a throne. God, all, no. I want you to know that sometimes, I want you to know when we let our situations, when we let things go before us, when we let everything get in front of us, we're putting something about on a throne. Hallelujah. Come on, amen. He's still on the throne. But in my life, hallelujah, I need to declare him. I need to set him in that place and say, you, hallelujah, are enthroned in that place, God. You are the king of my heart. I've decided that you're the king of my heart. I want you to know that we receive it, we declare it. I want you to know the only thing that separates us is our understanding and believing that he is. He is on the throne. When I come to that place, I want you to know that I'll begin to live blessed. I'll begin to live and with purpose. I'll begin to live, hallelujah, with victory in my life when I begin to see this. Now, I want you to, I believe this is going to be a series because there's no possible way I'm going to get done. There's so far of a journey to get to the Beatitudes. But God began to reveal this, the Beatitudes to me, in a different direction than I've seen. And it really stirred my heart. Really stirred my heart like never before. I'm so desperate to know God like I've never known him before. I want you to know that sometimes God's going to ask you to do things that seem foolish. But God says that he'll take the foolish things that to the wise they look foolish, and God will confound them. God will show you. God will show up in the midst of it. God will reveal who he is in the midst of that thing. I'm declaring my word that God gave me is boldness. See, you're pretty bold, Pastor Chris. I want you to know. Whew, hallelujah. Listen, I'm going to open up the gates and let the Lion of Judah out. Listen, I'm not just going to preach here, but look out, because I got a platform on a scaffolding that I'm going to preach. Hallelujah. I'm going to pray that God every moment, anybody that comes around me, I'm praying for them. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, I'm praying for them. I'm laying hands on the sick. I've declared it. I just got encouraged by a man of God that he prays for 10 people every single day, whether they like it or not. I'm praying for at least 10 people. Hallelujah. At least 10 people a day, I'm going to lay hands on them. I'm going to pray for them. Because whether they know it or not, they need it. Come on. I needed someone to lay hands on me and pray for me. Hallelujah. There was a guy named Jeff Gardner that laid hands on me, whether I liked it or not. He grabbed a hold of me. And he told me, he grabbed me. I remember the moment he grabbed me. And he told me, quit running. He says, I want you to know that you cannot run God. He will chase you down. His love goes beyond you. It goes around you. It goes no matter where you're at, whether you're in a crack house. Come on, amen. No matter where you're at, he's chasing you down. He loves you. And he prayed for me. And that moment right there didn't happen. But I want you to know it was the moment, the beginning of things to come. I'm here tonight, hallelujah, because somebody was willing to be foolish for Jesus. Somebody was willing, hallelujah, to look the fool, hallelujah, to what anybody else says. Even you right there, I'm going to declare something, Cindy, that you stood up right there. You declared before heaven and hell, hallelujah, that you're receiving it this year. Come on, amen. You just stood and you declared that. I want you to receive that. Hallelujah. You receive it, Brother Dale. Amen. Listen to this. He says above, he says, and it filled and high and lifted up. Say high and lifted up. And his train, the glory of the Lord, the goodness of God. Come on, we talked about this, the goodness of God. It's who he is. Tell someone it's who he is. He's just good, hallelujah. He's just good. That's what he does. He can't do anything outside of that. Amen? So listen to this. And he says, and above it stood the seraphims, angels, each one of them six wings. And he says, with twain he covered his face. And twain, he says, with each one of them they covered their feet. He says, and they did fly. And one cried to another. And this is what they said. Holy. Can you say it with me? Holy, Holy is the Lord of hosts. The whole earth is filled with His glory. I want you to see this. I want you to, man, I just feel this, that we begin to declare that all the, you say, well, the earth, I can't see that. I want you to see that what heaven sees and what we see is two different things. God sees the whole earth filled with His glory. I want you to know that I'm going to declare that every day that I see the goodness of God in everything, in every moment, every step that I take, no matter what comes my way. Listen, I'm not going to receive any bad report. Hallelujah. Whatever comes my way, there are things that are bad reports, but I'm going to hear you this. Let the whole earth be filled with His glory. I pray that God, You be filled with the glory, God, Lord. I pray that You interrupt this. I pray to God, Lord, that Your earth be filled with it, God. I don't care what I see with my eyes, hallelujah. I know in my heart, hallelujah, that the whole earth is filled with Your glory, the goodness of God. Everywhere I go, I'm going to pray and declare, I pray for Your eyes to be open right now, hallelujah. I pray for Your eyes to be open right now, that you see the goodness of God in every direction you go, hallelujah. That when you lift up your head, hallelujah, I pray it begins to get upon you. I pray that it begins to grab you. I pray right now, a release in your heart, hallelujah, that this is the church that knows the goodness of God, hallelujah, that we're uninterrupted, hallelujah, that you cannot break us down, but we're going to see it, hallelujah, we're going to declare it, hallelujah, the goodness of God in all the earth. I'm going to see the goodness of God in every person that walks through that door, hallelujah. I'm going to see the goodness in a person that walks out that door, hallelujah. I'm going to see the goodness of God, the glory of God in everything. And I'm not going to let it be interrupted. Hallelujah. And it says that they go on and on and on. And you know what they sing? Holy, holy, holy. Singing holy. You know why? Because they can't say nothing else. Sometimes I interrupt God. I interrupt the song of the Lord with my interpretation of what I see on the earth. What they see is holy. What they see is the glory of the goodness of God everywhere. Everywhere I go. I want you to know that every news media, whatever it is, I don't care which one it is, you pick it. It's okay. Answer, it might be the Lord. Listen, no matter what meat, whatever it is, whatever these things are, listen, I want you to know they're here to get listings. They're here to get numbers. So they're here to, they're going to say things, the negative things and this and that. I want you to know that you need to declare, say, holy, holy, holy. Let it be within your spirit. Hallelujah. Let it be the beat of your heart. Boom, boom. Holy, 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 holy. No matter where we go, no matter what we're in. I want you to know the enemy does not want you to pray for the sick. Do you know, I want you to hear this. Listen, I have this heart right now that's over burning within me for healing and miracles. I'm telling you, for miracles, hallelujah. Looks for things that we've never seen with our own eyes, hallelujah, that other will hear of it, other will know of it and say, God, that can only be explained by God. It can only be declared that that's God, that's God, that's God, hallelujah, that the glory of God be revealed. The goodness of God be revealed. That's who He is. I'm tired of people thinking that, man, God's against me and not for me. I'm here to tell you, listen, let the whole earth, every part of me be filled with the goodness of God. Let it, listen, the Bible says this about healing, that we can understand this, that Jesus died on the cross, that I could be saved. Do you believe that? I want you to know He's the same God that died on the cross so that you could be healed. And Isaiah says that by His stripes, I am healed. And Peter says, by His stripes I was healed. So you could decide from in between those moments. That may, I tell you what, it might not manifest in your mind right now, but you're healed. I know that we say, yeah, but you know how I feel. Listen, holy, holy, holy. Don't let your pain determine where you are. Don't let what you're going through determine whether you stay there or not. Come on, because God says, I'm healed. I'm healed. So no matter what, I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. I'm healed. That's what God says. Amen? All right. It says, in the post of the doors were moved. How many of you guys need some doors moved? Oh, come on. Amen. Hallelujah. You know, when we begin to declare that and see that the post of the doors were moved, they were moved, then they were shaken. The whole house was filled. Listen, I want the whole house to be filled. Amen. I want the whole house to be filled with the glory of the Lord. Hallelujah. Where that, you know what? Nobody could see. All they could see is God doing something. All they could see is God doing something. Hallelujah. You might not know what it is. Hallelujah. You can't see it with your own eyes. You're not sure what it is. You're not sure who is or what doing what. But God's doing something. Amen. Ephesians 1:18. I'm going to tell it's clear. Say, get it done, Pastor. Listen to this. And it says, in the eyes, the vision. Say the vision. Your eyes of your understanding, the vision of your understanding, the vision of your understanding that you see. This is what I'm praying. This is what I'm declaring. That we see what He sees. That we see what He sees. I want you to know that He sees you healed. He sees you forgiven. It doesn't matter what anybody else sees. It doesn't even matter what you see. You just got to see what He sees. Come on, amen? And He's high and lifted up. And it says, and the eyes of your understanding, that we pray that the eyes of your, that you would be flooded with light. We need to be flooded with light. There's three things that we got to take hold of as Christians. Amen? Number one, the Word of God. You can't live without it. If you try to be a Christian without it, you're religious. The Word of God. Amen? The second thing is prayer. We're going to seek God in prayer like we've never sought God before. Amen? I'm determined to pray, to pray, to pray, and pour more prayer. Come on, amen? And the third thing, because I want you to hear this, I want you to know this, unless we pray, our hearts need to be at a place where that Jesus said this to His disciples. He says, listen, I ask you to pray that you do not fall into temptation. Pray with me for an hour. 1 hour. He said, pray with me that you don't fall. Here's what I mean by this. Listen, the fire of God that's within us, the fire that burns, I want you to know it's the prayer, it's prayer life that makes it move. It's prayer life that burns it. Come on, it's the Word of God, but it's prayer life. It's that intimacy. It's talking to God. It's opening your heart, because there's things, come on, amen, that we hide within our heart that we're easy to judge one another, but we're not to our own selves. But in prayer, come on, amen, it's an open heart that you sit there and you lay it out before God, and God can speak to you in those moments. Amen. That's what God does to me. Anything that's hidden, come on, amen, that God puts in my heart, He'll speak in my heart, and I get before God laid open. So prayer. That when we pray, He said, pray that you do not fall into temptation. And I've said this before, that listen, we go to church 366 days. We go, whatever they are, whatever, how many days it was, every 52 Saturdays a year. 52 Wednesdays. That ain't that many if you look at it that way. But I want you to know that what happens is the week are numbered by days, by hours, and you get caught in a cycle. It's a system of the world. We live in it. Come on, amen. It tries to mold us. It tries to hold on to us. And you come to the place, you get in no matter what you do. You come to church on that Saturday night. It's the same thing from number 52. You come into that way. And listen, He said, pray that you do not fall into temptation of a cycle. That you come with no expectation. You come with no hunger in your heart. You come with no thirst within you. He says, pray that you don't fall in that place. You, I place it before you. I put it on your heart to pray for hunger. Pray for thirst. Pray that you keep that fire, that you let God, you get in that place where that God keeps that fire burning within you. Keep the coals burning. Keep the fire moving, God. Amen? And he says that you might know, that you would be enlightened, that your eyes would be opened, that you might know the hope of His calling for you. Why is God called? Why is God knocking? Why is He seeking me? Why is He relentless? You don't have to raise your hands, but sometimes you ever say to yourself, God, just leave me alone. Can I just hide? It's not in you. Because you want hope, one purpose, the calling of God. And he says, and what the riches of his glory, the riches of his goodness, the depths of it, and of his inheritance in the saints, in you. His inheritance in you, man. Listen, I want to open up this word to you, inheritance. I want to expand that word, hallelujah, for us to see it bigger, take hold of it, that there's an inheritance that's laid before us. There's a promises that there's laid out before us that God has placed before us to take hold of. And that when our eyes are enlightened, that we take hold of the hope of the calling, we'll pursue the inheritance of what we have. And every step that we take, it will reveal us, cause us to love Him more, cause us to see how great He is, in the depths of even greater. I want to know Him, amen? And I want to be extended. I want to go beyond where I am today. I want to see God do the things that I know that He can do. I want to taste and see that the Lord's good. I just don't want you to tell me how good it is. You got to try this restaurant. You tell me to try the restaurant, I'm just not going to listen to you. I'm going to go eat there. I'm going to walk in that door. I'm going to grab that menu. I'm going to sit down in that seat. I'm going to pull that chair up to my plate. And I'm going to order. And I'm going to taste and see if it's any good. Listen, God wants you to taste and see. He wants you to order at His table. Amen? He says to know the inheritance. That word inheritance means blessed and blessing. The blessing of God. The inheritance of blessing. It says that God created man. He says and He blessed them. And He says have dominion. And He blessed them. He says and He placed an inheritance in the earth. He placed His inheritance that's in you in the earth. His righteousness in you in the earth. Hallelujah. His blessing that He blessed you. And He says, prosper. Take hold of everything that's before you. Take hold of the inheritance that I've laid before you. Like a father and a son, whether the son or daughter receives from the father the business, that you take hold of the inheritance that's laid before you, that has been given. Everything that was earned that you didn't do on your own. Come on, amen. You didn't do this. It's nothing about what I did. It's about what He did. Amen. That's what makes me love Him even more. Hallelujah. That's what makes me want to take hold of it. There's not I didn't do this. Amen. You know what? The only thing that you give up, I'm going to blow your minds. Listen, the only thing that you give up on this journey, it's going to cost you something. You know what it is? You're going to give up everything that you're not born to be. I want you to know that costs something. Because we want to hold on to everything that we're not born to be. But God's asking you, come on, hallelujah. You don't have to do anything. You just be what you're called to be, what you've been born to be, hallelujah. And you walk in that inheritance that I gave you from the moment you took breath on this earth, hallelujah. I've given it to you. I placed you here to walk in my authority, to experience my goodness, to experience the Father's business. How do I know this? I watched Jesus. He said, this is it. He walked in the Father's business. He walked in the inheritance that the Father gave him. And He placed it on the earth and it blessed him. It says, the Bible says that He blessed him. He says, this is my Son who I am well pleased with. He blessed him. He declared it upon him. Go. I want you to know He didn't doubt it. He didn't fear it. He never walked in any. Listen, I want you to see this. The inheritance was within Him. And it came out of Him. Everything that the Father was came out of Him. He didn't have to try to work it up or try to... No. It just came out of Him. Everywhere that He went, He healed somebody. He preached. Come on, amen. He loved on people. Everything about Him oozed the inheritance of God. Come on, so that everybody see, I need the inheritance of God. I need a hold of that blessing of God. I need that upon my life. Am I making sense? Okay, listen. And He says, and according to the pleasure, blah, 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 to the praise and the glory. I don't know where I'm going. Oh, yeah, here it is. I'm sorry, wrong page. He says, it doesn't matter. It doesn't. The inheritance, the unlimited, the power, the unlimited resources that God has. The unlimited. Unless you step out in faith, you will never know the unlimited resources that God has. And He says, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power? Say power. His power, influence. I wanted you to get this. Listen. And what is the exceeding greatness of His influence? Of His influence. That's what power is. Power's influence. You know why everybody around, come on, all these politicians, business people, you know why they want power? They want influence. Because when you have power, you have influence. Listen, I'll get into that later. And he says, and what is the exceeding greatness of His power to us towards, that we might know the exceeding power that He has? His power. He says, to usward who believe, the power that He wants to influence us with, according to the working of His mighty power, which is brought in Christ, when He raised Him from the dead and sent Him at His own right hand in heavenly places, far above, say far above. Far above, hallelujah, all principalities, all powers, all mights, all dominions, and every name, say every name, that is named, not only in this world, in this time, whatever you're experiencing in this time, even in the next time, even tomorrow, the next day. Amen? All right. He says, but also in that which is to come. And He put all things under His feet and gave Him to be the head over all things. Say all things. To the church, which is the body, the fullness of Him that filleth all and all. The glory of the Lord fills the earth. Listen, let's look at Genesis. I want you to see here that there's a culture that God wants to develop in us. A culture. Cultures are languages. Come on, I mean, they're what you consume, what you eat. We have a town full of many cultures. Different ethnic people. Different types of food. We're blessed. Amazed. Come on, amen. We have all these different things, all these different foods that are all around us. But what comes with culture is not always good. Because no matter what, whether or not you're born into that culture, whether you realize or not, you carry what has been from one to next. You carry that with you. So there has to be a culture change. Listen, I want you to know that we have to understand this as we walk with God and realize that God is changing our culture, that our minds are being renewed. He's changing our thinking, changing our attitudes, changing what we're eating, changing what we're mixing ourselves with. Listen, and God begins this culture change with Abraham, who's the father of faith. He does something dramatic within him, and I love this. I want you to get a hold of this. I want you to just take hold of this, because this was a monumental moment. This is a brand new year. This was a new day. God was doing something. He put it before Abraham. Here, this is before you. You choose what you desire to do, and what you take into this thing is up to you. We have to know what has weighed us down, and we find it out through the Word of God, through prayer, through worship. That was the third thing. I didn't finish that. It's through worship that we get to our place where our hearts are softened. I'm a weeping baby when I get sometimes in worship, because I listen to what He's saying, that He loves me. I begin to hear about how much He cares for me. And what their songs mean, I can begin to sing what heaven's singing. How good He is. Something happens. Stay in a place of worship. Stay in a place of worship. Listen. So Abraham, the father of faith, I wrote this down, that you decide what you're taking, and what you take determines
if you get there. Whether it's whether you get to the inheritance, do you get to the promise? There's some things that delay our journey. There's some things here that delayed Abraham's journey, and we get into a whole story on the whole thing about what God did and how that Abraham learned lessons where that he went to a place. When he finally got to that place, he got to the place that God told him to go to, and there was a drought. There was a famine. And he took things into his own hands and he went to Egypt. He went back into the world, tried to solve his problem on his own. He put himself upon the throne. He learned a lesson. He took somebody with him who was Lot. Lot speaks of a veil. Sometimes some people will try to veil you from seeing what God sees. Maybe because of their attitudes, maybe because there are things they're carrying, and they're trying to get you to carry everything that they got, and they won't carry it on their own. You got to carry it. You got to place it before the Lord. You got to give it to God. You got to do that. Amen. Listen. And it says now. This is in Genesis 12:1. Say now. Now the Lord said, the word of God spoke. This is when the word of God spoke. And I want you to see this. I want you to know this and grab hold of this with your hearts, because I want you to know that obedience is greater than sacrifice. It's anything that you think you could do for God, that just being obedient to God, having your heart open to God. And I want you to hear this and know that God will not do anything new until we move with what He did for us and said to us before. I need a new word. I need something new. I need something. No, 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 no. We need to listen to what God has already said to experiencing anything new. And when we begin to honor with what He said, watch what He does. Then God will say, here's a new thing. I'm not talking about your personal words. No, get that right. I'm talking about what God has said to us. What God has said to us. What God says corporately. What He's declared over us. What He's spoken over us. Over the whole church. That we need to come into obedience with what He's saying. And walk in it. And I want you to know that God's declaring to this church to hunger after Him. To pray, to seek Him, to get into His Word. We can hear it 100 times. We're waiting for God to do something. But God says, listen, I've given you the promise. I've given you this curse. Here it is right here. Just do this. Watch what I do. Listen. And He says, leaving a culture. He says, and He says He was going to leave a culture. And He said unto him, Abraham, get thee out of your country, out of your culture, from the kindred and from your father's house, and unto the land that I will show you, unto an inheritance. And He says, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will bless you. You will be blessed. Amen. He says, and I will make you a great, and thou shalt be a blessing. You will be a blessing. See, God wants you to be a blessing. He wants us to be a blessing. He wants our lives to be a blessing. God desires you to be blessed. God wants you to represent Him. God wants everything out of you, the goodness of God, just to flow out of who you are. That everywhere you go, that you see God doing great things. That's in you, your DNA. But I want you to know you have to have a change in culture before we can experience it. There has to be a leaving. There has to be a moving from one place. Sometimes I want you to know that we have to leave behind self-doubt. You can't just leave it behind and not pick something else up. You need to pick up the Word and what God says about it. Whatever it's fear. God has not given me the spirit of fear, but a sound mind. You need to pick up that Word that you can't go in with what that was before. What is keeping you out from moving new, we need to leave it behind. So here He was, and we could decide. We have to decide whether or not we're going to experience the promise of what God has, or we're going to stay in that place another year where He stayed there. Or what you become kin to. That word kin means mixed. What you're mixed with. What am I mixed with? What is my flavor? Am I mixing myself with the world? Am I mixing myself with doubt, with fear, with whatever those things are, that I make myself kin to them? Means similar. Oh, thanks. How many of you guys know that no matter what you do, that, listen, the older I get, the more I look like my dad? Listen, I love my dad. But I look at his nose. And you know your nose never stops growing. I said this to my dad, so it's okay. He's got a really big nose. Do you ever notice that? Your nose never stops growing. We either do your ears. You say, boy, they got big. God made it that way. Maybe so that when we get old, we have something to laugh about. Oh my gosh, look at the nose on me. But I want you to know that there's some things that you can't get away from. There's some things that they'll follow you. They're in your bloodline. But I'm a brand new man. Hallelujah. I have the blood of Christ. Hallelujah. Amen? See, I want you to know that they're still going to try to follow you around and remind you of your past. The enemy will still do that. Come on, amen? But you've got to continue to keep in mind, what does God say? I'm not going to carry that thing in the past. I'm going to carry what God says about me. I'm going to take hold of my inheritance that I've been delivered, walking in that inheritance. Walking in that promise that God said about me. That I walk in that. Amen? He said that we mix. He says mixed with people. Mixed with in that which we act like. Wow. It's what we act like. It's kin is what we act like. You act just like your dad. My wife says it all the time to my daughter. You're acting. And she says it that way though. I say, you're as beautiful as your mom, and you say, you act like your dad, huh? Is that a bad thing? Come on, amen, help me. Amen. He said, but they're mixed. But listen, it's whatever influences you. Ephesians 2:2 says this. You got it? Where in times past you walked in according to the culture, the course of the world. Culture. According to the prince and the power of the air. Say influence. You've walked under the influence. Listen, I want you to hear this and know that God's establishing a culture, a kingdom culture. This is how it's established. Listen, I'm here to tell you this, that it'll never be established out there until it's established in here. Until it's established in here. Until the kingdom culture is in here, I can never take it out there. Unless it's established within my heart. Unless I decide with everything within me, hallelujah, that I'm not going to be influenced by anything else but God. He says, in the influence of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience, but in those that are obedient. Next verse. Among who you had your conversations in time past, lust of your flesh, fulfilling desires of your flesh, and in your mind, were by nature a culture of wrath, even as others, but God. Say good news. But God, who is rich. His endless mercy. Here's the key. That, listen to me, what changes you from culture to culture is changing the way that you see things. Come on. That He's high and lifted up. He says, what influences you? That I begin to see that He's rich. Hallelujah. I can't do this. I don't have enough to get through this thing. Yes, you do not, but He does. And I can realize that my Father has an endless resource. Hallelujah. For an inheritance for me to take hold of, for me to walk in, and for me to cast out. Hallelujah. To take hold of what He's given me. He says, for His great love wherewith He loved us, it's because He loved me. Not for any other reason. And I want you to know this, that He still loves you, I want to take hold of what He's given me right now to walk in. To walk in that culture. But we see that God did that with Abraham. Psalms 110, he says 110:3, he says, willing that you be willing in the day of my power, that you become willing in the day of my influence, that you receive my influence and become obedient in the day of my power. Say the day of his power. Man. That I walk in his influence. God influenced me. Change my culture. Change my way of thinking. Change my attitude. I don't want to take the same attitude. Someone say, well, I'm happy where I am. I want you to know that, listen, then that's fine. But I want to take hold of what he has. I don't want to take hold of what I wasn't born to be. I want to take hold of what I was born to be. Oh, let me just finish this here. This is what it means. He says, 2 Timothy 3:5, that we can come to a culture where that greater is he. We say it all the time. Greater is he that's in me than he that's in the world. Greater is the power, the influence that's in me than the influence that's in the world. I have to let the influence of God be greater in me than the influence that's out there. And it takes us in prayer, it takes us in worship, it takes us in the Word of God to live, to experience abundance, to experience the richness. Wow. That our eyes be enlightened and opened up in every day. That we influence the world. That we walk out there with hope that's never ending. That's an endless supply. That my mercies are new every day. That wherever I go, that I bring the light into the room. I walk in there and it lights up because I'm in the room. Because greater is he that's in me than the influence that's in the world. Listen. He got that. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power, the influence thereof, turn away. He says, having a form of godliness, but denying the power. Listen, we do not be in a place where that we have a form of godliness, but we deny God's power. His influence. Do you remember where Jesus, I'm going to end with this, but do you remember where Jesus, he went to a place for them to experience his goodness. For them to experience his power. He walked into this room and it says that they were bringing their friend into that place and they cut the roof off. You know how they cut the roof. They were desperate that they were to get him into that space, to get him into that arena, to get to the sphere of influence, hallelujah, that was there. Come on, amen. They were determined to get him there. They didn't even come to get him saved. They just come to get him healed. But I want you to know, there's a big picture here. And it says that the Sadducees and Pharisees, the form of godliness was there. And the power of God was present to heal. Say it was present. The whole earth is filled with the glory of the Lord. You could sit in the same room, hallelujah, as the power of influence of God and deny it. And we all have done it. We've denied God's power. When things come our way, and we let them get bigger than the God that's within us, in our own mind. They overtake us like a flood. The Bible says that when the enemy comes in, he'll rise up a standard like a flood. He will be the flood to overtake that enemy. He is the flood. There's nothing greater than my God. There's nothing greater than his power, resource, his influence upon any situation. So in the midst of that moment, he looked up and he says, your faith has healed them. Your faith. Getting him here, the influence, getting him here, the power to see the power of God in your midst. The influence of God. I just got to get him there. I just got to be in this presence. I got to be in that place that he has to be my source of influence. Dan, come on. Come on, as the musicians come up here, I'm going to read one more scripture. You okay? Did I give you too much? I have a lot more to go, but we're okay. We're gonna keep this going. Amen. But I just want to lay this out to you. And it says, in Jesus, being full, say full, of the Holy Ghost and power, being influenced. Listen, I want you to hear this and know that, listen, Jesus just walked out of the temptations, of a thing that was trying to break him. Anything, any hunger, from everything that you've been tempted from, at that moment, he was tempted. From one end of the arena to the other. But he chose to tap in to the influence and the power of the Spirit of God. To receive the inheritance. To walk in the power. And it says that he came out of there full of the Holy Spirit and power. Power. Come on, somebody say power. He came out with power. He came out with might. He came out with strength. And at that moment, I want you to see what happened. That Jesus went to his disciples. Though he walked right up, he came out of that place, amen, he ministered, but he came to a place and he met his disciples, and they were at their place. There was a culture change that was about ready to happen. They were looking for hope. They were looking for purpose. And he walked at that moment, at that time, and at that moment, he called to them, he said, follow me. Follow me, and I'll make you fishers of men. I want you to know at that moment, at that time, this was a new day. That they had to choose within them whether they were going to move from one culture to another. That there was something about him. There was something about him. There was something about him that just his words. Come on. I want you to know just his words can set you free. Just his words will change cultures. Come on. Just his words, hallelujah, will transform you. Just his words, hallelujah, being the influence of my heart. And it says, and he got up. He says that they didn't hesitate, but they said they forsook everything. Hallelujah. They said, I'm not going to take everything. I know what this has done to me in my past. I know how this has hurt me. I know all these things, and I'm leaving them behind, and I'm going to take hold of him. I'm leaving with nothing. Hallelujah. I have nothing in my pockets. Hallelujah. I have nothing, Lord. I have nothing. I have nothing. But such as I have, I give to you. I want you to know that God's looking for people that's willing to say, yes, I'm going to follow you. I'm going to forsake it. I want you to know it seems like it's going to be hard. It's going to be this and that. But there's some things you got to forsake in your mind. There's some things you got to forsake. Cultures that you got to give up. You got to lay behind. Hallelujah. And walk in what he says. And as they did that, hallelujah, they said they climbed and they said they went up to a mountain. And Jesus began to declare to him the blessings of God. The blessing. That word blessing means influence. It means power. It means influence. It means that the fully satisfied. Fully satisfied. You want to be fully satisfied? Come on, stand to your feet. Fully satisfied. That there's no want within me. Hallelujah. When I meet with him, there's no want within me. I don't want anything else but Jesus. That I be at that place. Hallelujah. That nothing else matters. I pray for that determination. I pray for our hearts to be overwhelmed, hallelujah, by the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Lift up your hands. Hallelujah. No matter what you're going through right now. Come on. Don't look at anybody else. I want you to lift up your hands. It may be the first time you've ever done it. Just lift up your hands. Hallelujah. Just say, God, I need you. Hallelujah. It's a sign of heaven. Say, God, I need you. Hallelujah. I can't do this on my own. Hallelujah. I don't want to do this on my own. Hallelujah. Lord, cause me, strengthen me to forsake. Hallelujah. to forsake those things that have forsook me, that have broken me, that have hurt me, that have left me broken, left me empty, God. That I'll run the race unto you, God. I pray for the power of God right now. Woo! Hallelujah. Woo! Come on right now, Jesus' name, hallelujah. Overpower these people, God. Overpower them, hallelujah. Overpower them, God. Woo, hallelujah, quicken them, God, right now. Come on, receive it in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Receive that word, hallelujah. Hallelujah, I pray a blessing upon you. I pray a blessing upon you, hallelujah. I pray a declaration upon you, hallelujah. Lord, any curse, hallelujah. Any rebuke, whatever that thing might be, God, we break it in Jesus' name, hallelujah. Father, receive blessing, we receive blessing, hallelujah, upon our minds, upon our minds, upon our thinking, hallelujah. Lord, that we have a new way of thinking, a new culture to walk in, God. We receive it in Jesus' name. Oh, I receive it, Jesus. Yes, Lord, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Come on. I receive it, yeah. Oh, yes, I receive it. Oh, Lord, I receive it. Oh, you're blessing, God. You're blessing, Lord. Oh, I receive it. Yeah, yeah, I receive it. Oh, I receive it. Come on, take a hold of it. I receive it, Lord. I receive it. Come on, yeah. I receive it. I receive it. Oh, Lord. I receive it, Lord. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Oh, cause me to believe it, God. I receive it. Oh, I receive it. I receive it. Oh, I receive it, Jesus. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Oh, I receive it. 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 Oh, I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. Oh, I receive it. Listen, I feel this right here. I feel this, that the key was Jesus when he went into the wilderness. When he went into the world, that he received everything the Father would give him. He took hold of everything that the Father has placed within him. And just like me and you, that he released it. They said that he was tempted in every area, just like you. But he released what God had. And every time the enemy came, he declared the word of God. I pray that your minds be enlightened, that you understand how powerful this is. These aren't just words, hallelujah. These aren't just words, hallelujah. I want you to place it. That's why it said that he took the word of God and he says, and he asked him, he says, I want you to place it on your foreheads. Wrap it around your heads, hallelujah. Tie it around your fingers, hallelujah. Because when you lift up your hand, the enemy comes. Look at the word of God. He said, put it on your walls, hallelujah. Put it in your bedroom. Put it all over the place, hallelujah. Because it's your protection, hallelujah. It is the word, hallelujah, that cuts things, that breaks things, that divides things. That's what his word does. Powerful. Powerful word. Receive it. Lord, I thank you. I thank you for all that you desire us to walk in. I thank you, God. Lord, that I don't look at it lightly. But God, Lord, I pray to God, Lord, that you give me the strength to take hold of the fullness of all you have for me, God. That I can walk in this lifetime with everything. Hallelujah. Lord, that I take hold of all that you've died for. All that you gave for. Hallelujah. All that you gave to us, dear God, Lord, that I receive it and I walk in it, God. And Lord, we will declare that we are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen. Happy New Year!